Hi, and welcome to this podcast with Blue Lotus Yoga and me, Jill Amerson. So this practice today is a slightly shorter class than our regular 90 minutes, and it's a steady backbending practice to open the heart. So backbends not only strengthen the back, open the front body, and improve our posture, but they recharge the spine with prana too. So this sense of vitality helps us to really sweep away any lethargy or depression and really helps to lift our mood. So today's practice is simply called Happy Heart. Whilst we run through the practice, just consider spreading the extension of the spine as evenly as possible so that the entire spine lengthens. It's pretty easy in a backbending practice to try and go deeper and allow the spine to only kind of bend in the more flexible parts of the spine, i.e. the lower back and the neck, which obviously, because they're more flexible, tend to be more vulnerable too. So please be mindful and spread the entire stretch through the whole length of the spine. So as usual, I look forward to hearing from you. Any feedback you offer is much appreciated. So you can either pop me a comment on iTunes, you can leave me a comment on Podbean, contact me by tweeting at Yoga Jilly, or check me out on Facebook at Blue Lotus Yoga with Jill Amerson. Look forward to hearing from you and enjoy the practice. Namaste. Yourself down onto hands and knees, setting yourself up so that the heels of your hands are underneath your shoulders with your index fingers turning forwards and the fingers spreading out across your mat, bringing your knees underneath your hips. And as you inhale, let's press the floor away and round the spine like a cat. And as you exhale, dip the spine, lift the heart, lion's breath, tongue to chin. Inhale, get nice and round, press the floor away. And exhale, lion's breath, lifting the heart. Three more like that, breathing in and rounding. Breathing out with lion's breath and cleansing the central column of the spine. Inhale and round. Exhale, sweeping out any anxiety, any fear, any doubt. Last one, inhale, and exhale, lion's breath, clearing out. As you inhale, bring the spine to neutral, and let's sweep the right arm out to the side. As you exhale, feed your right arm behind your left wrist, bringing your left shoulder, your right shoulder even, and your right ear down onto the mat. Breathing here into the twist, feeding your right hand through and pressing strongly into your left hand. So you roll your left shoulder a little bit more over your right shoulder. Keep extending the crown of the head to the top of the mat as you twist. Let's take an in-breath and bring ourselves all the way up. Place the right palm. Let's switch to the other side as you inhale. Left hand out to the side, feed your left hand behind your right wrist, bringing left shoulder, left ear down onto your mat. Press down into your right hand, roll your right shoulder a little bit more over your left, and breathe gently. Pressing the crown of the head towards the top of your mat, so the spine continues to lengthen even in this subtle twist. Inhale, press down into the right hand to bring yourself around and up. Knees widen out, big toes stay connected, and let's rock the hips back to the heels into extended child's pose. Bringing forehead down onto the mat, or if that feels like it's too much, use your hands as a prop, stacking the fists or the palms like a pillow for the forehead. Keep reaching the heels back towards the hips, reaching your fingers forwards towards the front of your mat. So lengthening through the sides of your body from armpits to hips. Take an in-breath here. And as you exhale, let's pad our fingers around towards the top left corner of your mat. Opening the right side of the body a little bit more. Breathe into your right lung. See if you can expand and open the side of your body with the breath. Padding the fingers back through center and over to the top right corner of your mat to open the left side of the body. Breathe into the left lung. The front, the sides, and the back of the body expanding. Inhale, come back through to center, and let's slither all the way through onto our belly, propping yourself up onto your forearms, your elbows right underneath your shoulders, fingers spreading out again with the ends of your fingertips pressing down strongly, your knuckles rooting. So it feels like you're almost dragging your mat towards your heart. And using that action in your fingers, begin to lift your heart up and extend it forwards towards your thumbs. Slowly begin to circle your neck, gently releasing any tension, any tightness from the upper back, the shoulders and the neck. And next time your chin comes down towards your chest, let's change the direction, circling a few times the opposite way. And once again, next time, chin comes to the center of the chest, slide your hands back, bringing your heart and chin down onto your mat. Hands are alongside the chest. Let's energize the legs now. So the feet hips distance apart, spread open all your toes like you're trying to press your baby toes down into the mat so the shins and the kneecaps lift. Anchor the pubic bone, lift the upper arm bones up away from the floor and glide the tips of your shoulder blades deep into your back. Inhale, let's rise up into Bhujangasana, cobra, but no hands. And as you exhale, gently lower. Inhaling, legs stay engaged and vital as you lift with cobra, no hands. And exhale and lower. Inhale, coming up, cobra, no hands. Exhale and lower. This time, fingertips press, knuckles press down, shoulders glide into the back. Inhale, lifting up, pressing softly into the floor, dragging the mat towards you as you burst your heart open to the top of your mat. Inhale, lift up a little bit more, and exhale, let's lower all the way back down. Tuck under your toes. Inhale, pressing up and back to Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Once again, root into the fingertips, into your knuckles, and roll the upper arm bones away from your face. Lift the shoulders up into the back, moving the shoulder blades directly behind the back of your heart. Draw your navel center in and press your hips slightly up and back, rolling your inner thighs to the wall behind you and letting your heels move into the earth. Gaze softly towards your navel as you press your heart towards your thumbs. Take another in-breath here and exhale, releasing through the neck, your head heavy. As you next inhale, let's take our right hand to the outside edge of your left shin bone. Spin to look underneath your right armpit. Inhale, coming back to center, and let's change hands. As you exhale, taking your left hand to the outside edge of your right shin or your ankle. Inhale, come to center, and exhaling, firmly grounding through both hands again. Feet step together on the midline of your mat. As you inhale, let's take the right leg up to the sky, keeping the hips nice and square and lifting up through the inner right thigh towards the ceiling so that your hip doesn't lift. Press the foot back towards the wall behind you, spread open through your right toes, and then squeeze your right heel in towards your right buttock, and then roll the heel down towards your left buttock. So you come into lamppost dog, lifting the right knee up towards the ceiling, but doing your very best to keep your shoulders square and not allow your left armpit to drop down. Take an in-breath there, and as you exhale, knee to the navel, and let's place the right foot forwards by your right thumb. Lower your left knee down to the mat. Inhale, lifting the torso, lifting the arms, coming into Anjaneyasana, low lunge. Palms are parallel, shoulders moving into the back. Scoop the tailbone in, lift through the belly, and squeeze the back knee and the front heel together to get that stability right at your foundation. Inhale there. And as you exhale, let's take the left hand down to the mat and begin to twist softly towards the right. Keep the right fingers reaching up to the sky. To make this a little bit more dynamic, feel free to lift the back knee away from the floor and extend your left heel to the skirting board behind you. Keep lifting the front of your left thigh away from the floor as you drop the outer right hip down. Move your left shoulder underneath you and blossom your heart open to the sky. Inhale, and as you exhale, let's bring the right hand back down to the mat and step back into downward facing dog. Taking that same twist to the other side. As you inhale, feet together on the midline, left leg lifts to the sky. Initially, hips are square, rolling the outer right hip back and lifting through the inner left thigh. Spread open the toes, push through the ball in the heel. And then as you exhale, drop your left heel to the outer right hip into lamppost dog. Shoulders stay beautifully square. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's step your left foot forwards alongside your left thumb. Lower the back knee down. Inhaling, rising, Anjaneyasana. Palms are parallel, thumbs pointing to the wall behind you. Move the shoulders into the back. Lift the heart up. Lift in through the lower belly. Squeeze through the front heel and the back knee. Take another in-breath there. And as you exhale, let's bring right hand down to the mat, lean onto the palm, and begin to spin open, twisting towards your left. To make it a little more dynamic, lift the back knee if you like. Press your right heel to the wall behind you, but keep the front of the thigh also lifting, but the outer left hip releasing down to the floor. Take another in-breath, curl the right shoulder underneath you, and as you exhale, bring the left hand down, downward facing dog. As you next inhale, right leg lifts to the sky, lamppost dog once again. As you exhale, step your right foot forwards between your hands. Lower the back knee back down to the mat. Bring your right hand on the inside of your right foot and turn your right toes out slightly towards the top corner of your mat. Lift the heart, press it through the space between your shoulders so that you're not slumping and rounding here, but instead extending through the spine. Chin slightly tucked so the back of the neck stays long. And then maintaining this length in the spine, if you can micro-bend your elbows or even bring one forearm down onto your mat or both forearms down onto your mat, come down in a way that feels good for you into your right hip.
Breathe into any restriction that you might feel here in the outer hip, expanding it, opening it with the breath. At the end of your next exhalation, squeeze your left heel in towards your left buttock. Reach your right arm up to the ceiling and circle it back behind you to find the toes or the ankle. And breathe, taking the twist and opening the left quadricep, the left hip flexor. You see, once again, you roll your heart open to the sky, scooping the shoulders behind the back of the heart. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, let's release, bring both hands to the floor, and step back again, downward facing. As you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky, opening out into lamppost dog. And exhale, stepping your left foot forwards between your hands. Lower your back knee down onto the mat, turn the left toes out to the top left corner. And once again, begin to focus on lengthening the spine. Extending through the crown of the head, soft gaze, soft jaw, a little bit of space between your lips and your teeth as you begin to lift your heart and find that beautiful diagonal length from the crown of your head right down through the front and back body into your right knee. And if you want to micro bend or come all the way down onto forearms, go ahead. But try to keep that extension of the spine. Slow, steady, ujjayi breaths. Nice and rhythmic as you breathe into the back of your throat. And squeezing your right heel in towards your right buttock. Reach your left hand up to the sky. Circle it back behind you to find your toes or your ankle. And begin once again to roll the heart open. Feeling the stretch perhaps at the front of the right thigh into the hip flexor. Take another in-breath. And as you exhale, gently release, stepping back to downward facing dog. Feet together on the midline of the mat, and as you inhale, right leg lifts to the sky. And as you exhale, step your right foot forwards alongside your right thumb. Anchor the back heel down this time for Virabhadrasana 1. Inhale, rising all the way up. And as you exhale, take your hands down alongside the right foot and step back to downward facing dog. Inhale, rise on your tiptoes, squeeze the inner thighs up and out of the sit bones, then curl your tailbone over your sit bones so you feel the lift in the pubic abdomen and maintaining that strength in your core, way forwards to the top of a push-up. Inhale, press the floor away, and as you exhale, slowly lower all the way down onto your belly. Of course, you can lower your knees first if you like. Point the toes back behind you and stretch your arms forwards, keeping the palms parallel with the thumbs pointing up towards the ceiling, hands about shoulder width apart. Inhale, lift legs, lift the arms, and as you exhale, widen the legs like scissors and squeeze your elbows into your ribs. Inhale, legs squeeze together, arms reach forwards. Exhale, elbows to ribs, scissor legs. Inhale, extend and reach. Exhale, squeeze and elbows, scissor legs. Inhale, extend. And exhale, lower down. Hands alongside the chest, toes tuck. Inhale, pressing up and back, downward facing dog. Once again, as you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky. Exhaling, stepping the foot forwards between the hands. Anchor the back heel, root the baby toe side of the right foot. Inhale, rising. Virabhadrasana 1, heart lifting. And exhale, folding, stepping back. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhale, rise to the tiptoes, lift up through the legs. Engage the pubic abdomen as you tuck your tail. Way forwards to the top of a push-up. And lower all the way down to your belly. Point the toes. Inhale, reach the arms forwards, lift the legs, the arms. And exhale, scissor legs, squeeze the elbows to the ribs. Inhale, extend. And exhale, wide legs, elbows, squeeze in shoulders to the back. Inhale, and exhale. Last one, inhale, and exhale. Inhale, extend, and exhale, lower down. Hands slide back alongside the chest. Inhale, pressing up, tuck toes, downward facing dog. Feet together on the midline as you inhale, right leg lift to the sky, back to lamppost dog this time. Pressing your right foot across to the left side of the room. Inhale, and as you exhale, step your right foot forwards between the hands and anchor the back heel. Heel arch alignment this time, preparing for Virabhadrasana 2. Sweep your left arm forwards, and just like you're drawing a rainbow, use that arm to bring yourself all the way up into Vira 2. Inhale, straighten the front leg. Check in that your ankles are roughly underneath your wrists. And then as you exhale, bend your front knee again, ensuring that that knee is tracking towards your middle right toe. Inhale, reach your right hand up to the sky and drop the forearm behind the back. Turn your left arm so the thumb points down and bring your left hand up your back to find your right fingers. So Gomukhasana arms with Virabhadrasana 2 legs. Chin over the chest. Open the heart, take an in-breath. Keep rolling your right sitting bone underneath you. And as you exhale, let's lean to the right, bringing the right sideways towards the right thigh, and then taking your right hand down on the inside of your right foot. Tented fingers, roll your left shoulder back, and then sweep the left arm forwards so that your wrist is in front of your shoulder, so your palm is facing down towards the floor. Plug the shoulder back into the socket and then continue sweeping your left arm forwards, creating the beautiful long line of energy from fingertips to left heel, Parsvakonasana. Inhale, reach up, come all the way up, Virabhadrasana 2, and then straighten the right leg. Turn the toes in towards the long edge of your mat, so your feet are parallel, palms face up. Inhale, arms come up, palms touch. Backs the hands turn to touch. And as you exhale, burst the arms open, out to the side, interlacing the fingers behind your back. Inhale, lift the heart. Strong legs, hugging muscles to bones. As you exhale, hinge forwards, Pasarita Padottanasana. Forehead and crown to the mat, bringing the arms overhead, opening the shoulders. Lift the shoulders up into your back. Inhale, and as you exhale, soften the knees a little, slowly rising all the way up. Inhaling, sweeping the arms around and up, palms touch. And as you exhale, turn your right toes out, bend your right knee, bring your hands down either side of your right foot, and step back to lamppost dog, sweeping your right leg across to the left side of the room. inhale. And as you exhale, let's swish the right knee like an S shape across to the left side of your mat and then back to lower the right knee behind right wrist. Sitting down into pigeon pose. Lifting the heart up as you flex your right ankle, press down through the outer edge of your right foot, right shin. Keep the back toes tucked, rolling the inner left thigh up towards the ceiling. And then I'd love for you to squeeze. Squeeze like you're hugging your right shin bone towards you. So you get a little bit of elevation, perhaps even your right buttock lifts off the mat. Take the arms around and up, hook your thumbs together, splay your fingers, navel in, heart lifts. Inhale, then as you exhale, let's release the hands forwards. Allow your hips to release down onto your mat. And begin to fold forwards into pigeon pose. So coming into sleeping pigeon, and breathe. Breathe into any resistance in your right hip. And breathe to extend and lengthen the spine. As you next inhale, rising up. And bringing your left elbow just in front of your right knee. Press it down. Make a soft fist with your left hand. Press your right hand onto the top of the fist. And begin to spin your belly chest around to the right. Keep moving the shoulders into the back, extending through the crown of the head. And opening the heart. Take an in-breath here. And as you exhale, gently release. Downward facing dog. As you next inhale, let's take the left leg straight up to the sky and open into lamp post dog. Exhaling, stepping it forwards between the hands and anchor the back heel, preparing for Virabhadrasana 2 with heel and arch alignment. Reaching your right hand forwards to the top of the mat, drawing that circle of light over the top of you to bring yourself up into Vira 2. Inhale, straighten your left leg. Check in that you have a wide enough stance with ankles underneath wrists. And as you exhale, bend your left knee again, tracking the knee towards your middle toe. Reach back with your right fingers, drawing your shoulders right over your hips. And begin to roll your left sitting bone underneath you. Turn the left palm up. Inhale, reach the left fingers up to the ceiling. Drop the forearm behind the back of the neck. Turn your right thumb down, and then bring the right arm up your back to find your left fingers. Gomukhasana arms with Virabhadrasana 2 legs. Chin over the chest. And breathe gently. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, bring your left shoulder down towards the inside of your left knee, still maintaining Gomukhasana arms. And then release your left hand down to the inside of your left foot. Tented fingers, so you keep the heart of the palm buoyant. The heart in the chest can then open and stay lifted a little bit more easily. Let's sweep the right arm forwards, so the wrist is just in front of your shoulder, palm is facing down. Plug your right shoulder in, and then sweep your right arm forwards to the top of your mat, alongside your ear. Belly chest to the sky. Breathe and pause Vakanasana. Reaching up with your right hand. Inhale, bring yourself all the way up, Vira 2. Straighten your front leg. And then turning your toes towards the long side of the mat. Turn the palms up to the ceiling. Inhale, palms touch overhead. Backs the hands touch. And as you exhale, burst the arms open and interlace behind you. Take the more awkward interlace this time. Bend your elbows and press your elbows to the wall behind you, feeling your shoulders roll back, your heart lift. And then work to straighten your arms as you exhale, hinge from your hips and bring the crown of your head towards the floor, bringing the arms overhead in Pasarita Padottanasana C. Press down into your feet and lift through the inner arches of the feet, squeezing the inner seams, the inner knees, all the way up to your inner groin. Hug the muscles to the bones and make your legs super strong. Inhale, draw the navel in and up as you shift a little bit of weight into the balls of the feet. And exhale and fold in a little deeper. Inhale, and as you exhale, soften the knees, coming all the way up. Turn over your left leg, stepping through a lunge and taking your left leg straight back into Lamppost Dog. Inhale there, and as you exhale, swishing your left knee across to the right edge of your mat and then back to rest behind your left wrist. Take an in-breath, keep the back toes tucked as you lift the heart. And then really flex your left ankle. Press down into the baby toe side of that foot and then squeeze the legs together so you almost lift up your pelvis away from the floor. Inhale, sweep the arms around and up. Hook your thumbs, radiate through your fingers. Lift your heart, take your arms back behind your ears. Inhale, and as you exhale, let's bring the hands forwards and begin to fold forwards into sleeping pigeon. Three full breaths here. Breathing into the back of your kidneys, into the outer left hip. And then preparing to twist, bringing yourself all the way up, and let's bring our right elbow down just about 6 inches or so in front of the left knee. Make a soft fist with your right hand. Press your left hand down onto your fist, and as you press down, begin to spiral your heart towards the left. Keeping the back toes tucked, keep extending through the crown of the head, and breathe. Take an in-breath there, and as you exhale, let's press back, downward facing dog. Inhale there, and as you exhale, let's lower the knees down onto the mat. We're going to prepare now for Pinchamayurasana. So if you need some wall space, then just pause and take yourself off with your mat to some wall space. Coming down onto your forearms, setting up so that your elbows are underneath your shoulders. Spread out your fingers and press the tips of your fingers down, the knuckles down, once again, like you're dragging your mat towards you. And with that firmness of grip, really root down through the forearms. So you're pressing down, and then kind of almost, as you're pressing down, dragging your elbows to the outside edges of your mat, but they're actually not going to move. Just energetically have that sensation. So your hands and forearms are super glued down into your mat now. Move your shoulders away from your ears into your back and walk your knees back a little bit so your knees are just behind your hips. Plug the shoulders in and lengthen between your armpits and the outer hips. And then begin to soften your heart. Let your heart just melt. From here, let's tuck the toes under, Keep the shoulders rooted into your back as you lift your knees. And you can gently begin to walk your feet in towards your elbows. Stop if you need to. Breathe here. The main thing is keeping the length between the armpits and the hips and the shoulders really plugged in and flat into your back. If you like, take one leg up and just balance on the tiptoes of the other leg. Hold there for a moment. Breathe. And as you exhale, let's lower that leg down and switch legs. Keep the shoulders plugged in. Lift the other leg. And exhale, lower. Of course, you can lower back down and just hold child's pose. If you'd like to go up into Pinchamayurasana, let's go back and take one leg straight up. Keep your hips nice and square, squeezing the inner thighs to the wall behind you. And then just a little hop and begin to extend the legs up the wall. Squeeze the legs strongly together and push through the toes, the ball and the heel straight up to the ceiling. Keep squeezing the inner thighs together and beginning to feel as though you're moving your waist away from the wall. Keep the legs hugging together. Try not to just take one heel away and then the other. Take both heels away at the same time with the legs super strong squeezing together. Take one more breath there. Then as you exhale, gently release and lower down. Just rock back to child's pose just for a couple of breaths. Forehead supported by the earth or by your palms. Breathing gently. Well done. Let's bring ourselves forwards again. Tuck under your toes for this final wave, moving to Ustrasana, camel pose. Let's tuck under the toes and press back, downward facing dog. Taking your right leg, as you inhale, take it up behind you and open it out into lamppost dog. As you exhale, step your right foot forwards between your hands, lowering the back knee down onto your mat. Inhale, rising, Anjani Asana, reaching all the way up to the sky in low lunge. And as you exhale, let's bring the left elbow to the outside of the right knee. Make a soft fist with your left hand. Press your right hand down onto the top of that fist. And as you press down, use that action as leverage so you can lift your belly off your right thigh and spin your heart around to the right. As you inhale, let's sweep the arms forwards and take the left hand straight back behind, taking hold of your left ankle or left shin into half camel. Inhale as you come up and exhale back to the twist, hooking left elbow to the outside of right knee. Inhale, sweeping the arms forwards and cartwheeling the left hand back, opening to half camel. And exhale, cartwheeling back again into your twist. Let's just take one more like that. Inhaling, coming back to half camel. And exhale, back to your twist. Inhale, both arms reach forwards and up, Anjani Asana. And exhale, stepping back, downward facing dog. Inhaling, left leg to the sky, open out, lamppost dog. And exhale, step your foot forwards, lower back knee to the mat. Inhale, rising, Anjani Asana. Exhale to a twist. Bringing right elbow onto the outside of your left knee. Make a soft fist with your right hand. Press your left palm on the top of your fist and keep spinning your heart to your left. Your left elbow kind of pointing up to the sky. Inhale, sweeping the arms forwards and up and cartwheeling them back, taking right hand to right ankle or right shin in half camel. Inhale, coming up, and exhale, coming back to your twist. Inhale, forwards and up, and exhale, half camel. Inhale, and exhale, back to your twist. And for the last time, inhale, and exhale, cartwheeling back, half camel. Inhale, and exhale, into your twist again. Inhale, sweep the arms forwards and up. And as you exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale there. And on the exhale, let's lower the knees down onto the mat. Walk your hands in, coming up to a tall kneeling position. Tuck under your toes, hands onto the hips. With the toes tucked under, press down into your knees. Roll your inner thighs to the wall behind you, and then scoop your tailbone in towards your pubic bone. Press your hands down like you're hugging the outer edges of your hips into the midline. Feel that slight lift in your pubic abdomen, and as you inhale, maintain that, lift the heart. Take your hands onto your pelvic rim, the heels of your hands, and begin to lift your heart to the sky as you scoop your shoulders behind your heart, and you can take your hands back onto your heels. Keep your pelvis moving forwards over your knees, strong legs, so that you can lift your heart. Either keep the chin slightly tucked to the chest if you have a sensitive neck, just allow your head to go back gently. Inhale, press down, come all the way up, and then lift the head. And exhale, sit down onto your heels with your spine nice and straight and long in Vajrasana, Thunderbolt pose. We're going to take Ustrasana, camel, twice more. So as you inhale, come up, strong legs, rolling the inner thighs back, scooping the tail, hugging the outer hips in, lifting the navel, rise up, inhale, use the hands onto the pelvic rim if you like, or take your hands back onto your heels as you open the heart into Ustrasana. One more full breath there. Inhale, coming all the way up. And as you exhale, sit back down into Vajrasana. For this third and final option, if you would like to go a little deeper, providing you're not feeling any cranking in your lower back, then untuck your toes and just point your toes to the back of your mat, the tops of the feet pressing down on the floor. Hands to the hips or heels of the hands to your pelvic rim. Roll the inner thighs back, scoop the tailbone in, hug to the midline, lift up through the heart, and begin to curl back, moving your shoulders into your back. Hands can release down onto your ankles or the heels. Good. If you can, bring your fingers onto the inside of your ankles and press your index fingers and thumbs into your foot. And from that action, scoop your shoulders under a little bit more. Roll the heart open a little bit more. Inhale, coming all the way up. And as you exhale, sit down, Vajrasana. Hands resting on the thighs, palms floating up. Breathe there into the full extension of your spine. Notice how open your heart has become. Breathe gently and then softly begin to fold forwards into child's pose. Widen out your knees. Big toes touch. And begin to bring awareness back to your breath. Breathing into any part of your back body that needs to be filled with revitalizing prana. Breathe into your kidneys, into the back of your heart. And exhale the breath fully. And then slowly rolling yourself all the way up to take a comfortable seated position. Sit with your weight even on both sitting bones, kneeling, straddling a bolster perhaps, cross-legged, half lotus, full lotus, whatever is comfortable for you. Let the backs of your hands rest on your thighs, palms facing upwards. So palms are open and receptive. Our heart lifted. Our spine long and spacious. Close your eyes. Soften through your facial muscles. And I'd love to share with you one of my favorite poems by the Sufi poet Hafiz. Light will someday split you open, even if your life is now a cage. For a divine seed, the crown of destiny, is hidden and sown on an ancient fertile plain you hold a title to. Love will surely burst you wide open into an unfettered, blooming new galaxy, even if your mind is now a spoiled mule. A life-giving radiance will come. The friend's gratuity will come. Oh, look again within yourself, for I know you were once the elegant host to all the marvels in creation. From a sacred crevice in your body, a bow rises each night and shoots your soul into God. Behold the beautiful, drunk, singing one from the lunar vantage point of love. He is conducting the affairs of the whole universe, throwing wild parties in a treehouse on a limb in your heart. I hope that you've made the connection with that divine seed that is sown right there in that fertile plain of your heart. And I hope that this joyous energy you've created through your practice today will allow you to burst wide open into that unfettered, blooming new galaxy of your day. May the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.